Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's better than this? It's guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we have a special dudes discussion for all of you here today, looking at one of the most impactful rookies from this year's 2022 NFL draft class that perhaps you may not be familiar with. We're talking about Miami Dolphins UDFA nickel corner Kader Kohou from Texas A&M Commerce. The Dolphins have experienced a number of injuries across the secondary through the first 10 weeks of the season, and they're also still waiting for cornerback Byron Jones to return from the physically unable to perform list. In those players' absence, Kohou has become a staple piece of the Dolphins secondary, and he's playing football at a very high level. We had a chance to speak with Kader during the Dolphins bye week this week, and wanted to make sure you guys got a chance to get to know one of the UDFAs from this class of 2022 that maybe you weren't overly familiar with, but need to be. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce you all to Miami Dolphins cornerback, rookie Kader Kohou. So anybody who's been listening to Draft Network and Draft Dudes for any period of time knows I got a big soft spot in my heart for the Miami Dolphins. So I have the pleasure to talk to a really fun story in the midst of this Dolphins season. Everybody wants to talk about Coach McDaniel and the high-flying offense and trading for Bradley Chubb. But quietly, UDFA Kader Kohou has stepped into a really, really big role in this Dolphins defense and has been super impressive. And going to pick Kader's brain here on the show. So, Kader, first and foremost, hope you're feeling well. How's the bye week treating you thus far?
It's a blessing to get a break like right at the mid part of the season. So I'm trying to enjoy it.
And for anybody who doesn't know a little bit about your background and your story, just tell everybody a little bit about your journey to the NFL from A&M Commerce and how you kind of found yourself on the Miami Dolphins when this draft came and went in the spring.
I was like under recruited coming out of high school. Then I made it to Commerce like as a late add to their team. I had a decent career there, and during the draft process, I really didn't have any contact with Miami until Coach Josh hit me up, and he was just saying that he watched my film and he liked what he saw and stuff. And they didn't have that many picks in the draft, so he didn't know if they was going to draft. But if I end up not getting drafted anywhere else, he would love for me to come there and compete for a spot. So that's how I ended up here.
And you've certainly taken the chance and run with it. Now, I guess I wanted to ask you, too. You get a chance to rub elbows with some modern legends of Dolphins DBs between Coach Sam and Coach Pat and obviously X in the corner room. What's it like sharing the room with those guys every week? And how much do you try and absorb from them throughout the course of obviously two of those guys being your coaches, but just what's it like being around some of the great ball hawks in this franchise?
It's a lot of knowledge in the room, a lot of plays made, a lot of experience. So I just try to be a sponge and soak up as much as I can. And those guys do a great job of just like bringing me in and just any tips and things that they can tell me to elevate my game and try to do the best that they can. And, you know, it's a lot of times you have coaches that, you know, they haven't played a game. So it's easy to just gravitate towards those guys, just going back and watching the type of plays they made when they were playing. And obviously X, he's a superstar in the league. So any tips I can get from him is helpful.
There's another guy on this roster that your path kind of has some parallels with, and unfortunately Nick is out for the rest of the year with an injury. But what's it like to also have a guy in that room and in the building that's walked the exact walk that you had as an undrafted free agent, and like you're doing now, really made the most of his opportunity when he came into league back in 2019?
You know, Josh told me about him the first time I talked to him. And what's crazy is I was recruited out of high school by the DB coach from the Dolphins last year. So he came to my pro day and stuff, and that's all he kept saying. He said, yeah, we had an undrafted guy in 2019 and Nick Needham. So I kind of knew about him before I even talked to Coach Boyer. So yeah, he told me about Nick, and then Coach Boyer told me about Nick. So when I got here, I just tried to ask him for tips and stuff, and he just kept telling me the route that he took, and we kind of have like similarities in the way we play. Like we both play the slot and stuff like that. So I try to ask him for tips, and Nick has been a great help since I've been here.
I'd love for you to give a little bit of love to somebody from your background, because you gotta share the love with whoever taught you a little bit about your footwork and your press technique, man. It's super impressive to see you at the line of scrimmage, especially in the slot, the patience that you show, kind of the trust work in that transition and your foot speed. So how big of a focus was that early on in your career, and who were some of the people that kind of pushed you in that direction to really have that be such a strength of your game?
Man, when I got to college, I had a tough DB coach my freshman year. His name was Darren Garrigan. I think he's at Texas Southern right now. I mean,
Okay.
he was tough as hell. Like freshmen, you couldn't talk in meetings. If you messed up the technique he was teaching you, like he would get on your ass in front of like the whole all the older guys in the room. So you'll try to do your best to just do what he was telling you to do. And we worked the press like every day, because that's all we did was play man. And unfortunately, he left after my redshirt freshman year. Then we had another DB coach come, Willie Mack Garza. He was like the defensive coordinator at PV for a little bit, and I think he's at Colorado right now. And he kind of they kind of had the same kind of coaching techniques. So I've just been blessed with great coaches throughout my college career. Even the last one I had, Kyle Williams, you know, and then all the defensive coordinators I had, I was blessed to be just in a man defense like the whole time I was in Commerce. We rarely play zone, so it was you couldn't even avoid just playing like good technique because you were in man every play. So you had to learn the footwork and stuff like that. So I give a lot of credit to those guys.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the other things that popped about me, I'm watching the All-22 of you guys playing the Browns on Sunday,
Yes,
and
sir.
I look up, and you're down here in the D gap fit and the run, and then I think back across the first couple months of the season, and you know they're running some perimeter screens, and you're running through contact outside, and oh, you're not the biggest guy, right? And
Yes,
I
sir.
just wanted to know a little bit about where that confidence, especially with this jumping competition, like, where'd you find that within yourself? Like, was there a moment in camp or anything like that that you kind of had that moment in practice and it all clicked into place? And you said, yeah, I could play the same style and brand of football that I played when I was back at A&M Commerce.
It's kind of hard to say. I learned that in practice. You know, NFL practice, there's not too much contact going on. You can't really take guys to the ground and stuff like that. But I just always had that belief in myself that, I mean, whatever I did before I could do it again. But it really didn't click until I want to say, I mean, we're like getting off blocks. We could get off blocks in practice and stuff like that. But when we got to the preseason games, I started feeling like I could just tackle the same way I was tackling and stuff like that. And then it's just really just being fearless. Because if you have any doubt in your mind that you can't do it, you're just gonna go out there and not be able to do it. So I don't know when I don't know when the first play was where I just felt like a tackle, but I just went out there just knowing that I could, and I just tried to do it every play the best I can. So that hasn't been really been a moment where I was like, oh, I can do what I did at Commerce here. It was just kind of throw it in there and just try it.
Let it happen, right?
Yes, sir.
So you said you played a lot of man, almost exclusively man at A&M Commerce, but how much were you inside versus being an outside corner? Because, you know, since you came back from the oblique injury, you've got a pretty healthy mix of playing outside versus playing in the slot. So what was your experience like that coming up? And how different are those two roles within your mind as far as having to take different catalogs of being more engaged when the run fit when you're inside in the slot? How does that all work for you?
Going from college, I really didn't play a lot in the slot. I want to say my whole career, I probably have 5 snaps of me playing inside and like, I want to say 10 snaps playing safety. So I really didn't play it a lot. So it was a big change going from college to here playing the slot, because it's a lot more communication that you have to do. You're like one of the vocal guys on the defense, so you kind of have to get everybody lined up and stuff like that. So it was a big change for me. But playing the slot, yeah, you do kind of have the mindset that you are in a run fit. And like on the outside corner, like they're not, if you make a tackle in the run, that's like a good play, but they're not really expecting. They're expecting the front to make the plays in the run game. But in the slot, like you're a part of the run game. Like there's a gap that you have to fit and stuff like that. So you do have to have a different mindset. When I go in the slot, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to tackle, fit the run, go against linemen and stuff like that, blitz. But on the outside, you're more so just covering receivers all day.
So one of the first play from scrimmage ends Cleveland, Peoples Jones hits you with it. They do the max protect play action shot with a double move. You get up over the top, right?
Yeah.
But then you came back in that game and you made a couple really nice passes defensed over the middle, one of them being on fourth down. I just want to know, like, what's the secret sauce for this Dolphins defense where, like, every week somebody different is, like, stepping up, making a big play like that, like the PBU on fourth down? Like, how does that happen where you've been in all these high leverage situations and every week it feels like it's somebody different, and you had a couple of those moments yourself against Cleveland?
It's just the way we practice. Like we meet as a defense a lot, and our defensive coordinator, I mean, he lets it be known that anybody could be in that role, like to make that play. So don't ever expect somebody else to make it. Want to be the guy. You should want to be the guy that makes that play. So he kind of instills that in us like throughout the week. So when we go out there, it's like everybody's trying to make a play for their partner next to him. So it doesn't matter who the play comes to. It might come from a D lineman, a linebacker, a DB. We just all prepared to make that play when it comes for it.
Okay, the last one I got for you, and really appreciate your time.
Nah, you're good.
But you got some big time characters on that defense between like Wilkins and Javon and dudes that like to have a lot of fun. So I'm wondering, has anybody gotten in your ears for any celebration for that first interception when it comes your way?
Not yet, but I'm sure some will come up. We'll probably just come up with someone to fly a handshake or something. But yeah, we do have a lot of fun, guys. I feel like that's a part of what makes our team good. Like we're just out there just having fun playing football. So when that time comes, I know we'll come up with something.
I'm looking forward to it. Cater Kohu, cornerback, Miami Dolphins. Really appreciate your time. Wishing you all the best of luck this season. Sir. Stay healthy and keep doing your thing, man, because you're absolutely killing it.
Nah, I appreciate you, man.
There you guys have it. Cater Kohu, super impressive young player. Really appreciated getting a chance to talk to him. And some of the insight that he brings to the game wise beyond his years, which you might not expect from A&M Commerce, but you'd certainly expect from being the sponge that he is around Pat Surtain Sr. and Sam Madison and Xavier Howard. So this is a really, really fun player and a nice lesson for a lot of us in the draft industry, including us, who really didn't find too much on Cater in the build-up to the draft. A little under-recruited coming out of high school, as Cater himself said. So if you got talent, we promise the league will find you, just like the league found Cater Kohu, and he looks to be a critical piece for the Dolphins in the midst of their playoff push. So we hope you all enjoyed the chance to get to know him a little bit here with this bonus episode of Draft Dudes via Dudes Discussion.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.